Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Dunbar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Frank Tonana. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Almone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up towards short. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Wright reaches second base with a double. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Rangers will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunbar hits a pop-up towards short. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Henderson moves to third. Lansford moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Almon reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Almon moves to third. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kiefer. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Kiefer steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Kiefer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Dunbar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunbar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Jones reaches second base with a double. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Jones scores. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Marv Foley pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Wayne Tolleson. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Kunkel now playing shortstop. Jim Anderson now playing second base. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kunkel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar is 0 for 3 in the game. Dunbar hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Caudill now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rivers moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Rangers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kiefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample pinch hits for Ned Yost. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample strikes out. One out. Jeff Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy, who is chasing the ball. Kunkel reaches third base with a triple. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jim Anderson. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Texas Rangers, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.